well, depression set in 1929. Mm-hmm. And depression set in, there was no work here. People don't have no enjoyment when they ain't no work. So he wrote down here, he's my godfather, and he's interested in me because, you know, I had ambition. He said, why don't you come up to New York? I said, New York? I heard of going to Chicago. No, I don't hear nobody leaving me or going to New York. But P. Ron went up there, you know. And the rest of them went to Chicago to better the condition and went to New York. Because New York was a step with more opportunities for you. And you nobody imagined to open up a publishing company. But Clarence Williams and them had that kind of ambition. They knew the inner workings of recordings and royalties and all that. We didn't know nothing about royalties here. So get away from here, you see that people got a claim, you get credit in movies and credit in on songwritings and song copies, and that's a whole new ball game. So he said, come up here. He said, as long as I got a place, you got a place, so come on up. You get something away because you're ambitious. So he told me, so he said, I'll send you a ticket. I said, okay. So we just had been married a year and I owed some money on furnishes, and I said, what are we going to do? I said, well, my mother said, I'll take and we manage to pay the furnishes. You don't want it. Furnishes we owed, you know. And that's how I got a ticket and I went to New York.